From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of October 18, 2010. I'm Alan Rafflow, Research Associate at the Virginia Water Resources Research Center. We start with some recent water news items. On October 5th, the U.S. Coast Guard reported an oil spill of about 1,000 gallons into the southern branch of the Elizabeth River. The spill was discovered during a state inspection at the SEA Solutions Corporation, a ship dismantling facility. The oil leaked from a container ship that was being cut up for steel. According to the Virginian Pilot, by October 8th, the oil had been removed from the river, the source of the leak had been secured, and the Coast Guard had closed off the area with containment and absorbent booms. The U.S. EPA's September 24th draft of a total maximum daily load, or TMDL, for the Chesapeake Bay is currently in a public comment period until November 8th. During this period, the EPA is holding 18 public comment meetings in the Bay jurisdictions, including four meetings between October 4th and 7th in Virginia. Here's a snapshot of some reactions and comments during three of Virginia's public meetings. At the Hampton meeting on October 7th, a Virginia Beach resident and environmental activist stated that he wanted Virginia to, quote, stop dragging its feet cleaning the bay. Also at the Hampton meeting, an Eastern Shore farmer said he has already voluntarily implemented practices to reduce bay pollution, but he, like other farmers, is concerned that their actions are not reflected in the EPA's data. And Anthony Moore, Virginia's Assistant Secretary of Natural Resources for Chesapeake Bay Restoration, reiterated Governor Robert McDonald's assertion that the EPA is using flawed data. At the October 6th meeting in Richmond, Malvern Butler, a member of the Goochland County Board of Supervisors, said that he worried that strict regulations could drive farmers out of business, and he requested grants to help them follow new regulations. A Fredericksburg fly fisherman called for action on the bay now, rather than passing its problems on to future generations. And at the October 4th meeting in Harrisonburg, both U.S. Representative Robert Goodlatte and several farmers reiterated agricultural concerns about their getting credit for already implemented conservation practices and about the potential for more regulations on farming. And then our last news item, as of September 28th, the weekly National Drought Monitor rated 86% of Virginia as abnormally dry or worse. But at the end of September, the remnants of Tropical Storm Nicole, combined with other weather systems, brought large amounts of rainfall to Virginia, including well over 10 inches in many areas of eastern Virginia. This changed the drought picture significantly, with the October 5th and October 12th drought monitors rating only 48% of Virginia as at least abnormally dry. As a result, by mid-October, some localities were lifting water conservation measures that had been in effect since early September. For example, according to the Richmond Times-Dispatch, on October 12th, the city of Richmond and the counties of Henrico, Hanover, and Goochland removed voluntary restrictions, although Richmond's mayor advised residents to continue conserving water. On the other hand, 12 public water systems remain under voluntary water restrictions, and 9 systems still have mandatory restrictions, according to the October 8th report from the Virginia Drought Monitoring Task Force. Now it's time for our Water Sounds and Music segment. This week, we feature another mystery sound. Have a listen for about 15 seconds and try to recognize the loud nasal chorus, which entertains Chesapeake Bay residents and visitors in winter. If you recognize these distinct calls as snow geese, you're right. Large, noisy flocks of snow geese can be found in Chesapeake Bay waters in winter months. The snow goose can be found in two color forms, the white morph and the blue morph. From 1916 to 1975, snow goose hunting in the eastern United States was banned due to low population levels of the birds. But populations now have grown so large that in some areas, the birds are causing damage to their habitat. Thanks to Lang Elliott of Nature Sound Studio for providing this recording. Now we look ahead to some upcoming water meetings and other events. First, in government policy and regulatory meetings occurring between October 21st and October 28th. On October 26th in Newport News, the Marine Resources Commission is holding its regular monthly meeting. For more information, phone Jane McCroskey at 757-247-2215. On October 28th in Richmond, the Board of Game and Inland Fisheries will host members of the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus to provide requested information regarding license exemptions, fee structure, and future funding strategies. For more information, phone Bob Duncan at 804-367-9231. Next, here is one meeting about total maximum daily loads, or TMDLs, for impaired waters. October 21st in Chesapeake on the TMDL study for Northwest River, located in southern Chesapeake. For more information, phone Jennifer Howell at 757-518-2111. Finally, in educational and recreational events, on October 23rd from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., Belle Isle State Park in Lancaster County is holding a Ghosts and Legends canoe trip. For more information, phone 804-462-5030. And from October 25th to 29th, the Virginia Center for On-Site Wastewater Training is conducting its System Design 2 course at Southside Virginia Community College's Farmville campus. For more information, phone Lydia Shepherd at 434-292-3101. And that's it for this week's edition. Virginia Water Radio is a product of the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, which is solely responsible for the show's content. Production and show notes were done by Patrick Fay. Mini Gupta wrote this week's show. Recording assistance was provided by University Relations at Virginia Tech. If you need more information about anything mentioned this week, call us at 540-231-5463 or visit our website at www.virginiawaterradio.org. For Virginia Water Radio, this is Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.